Tax cut compromise has passed Congress, so when do we see the results?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. To the tax cut compromise that was sent to President Obama's desk, $858 billion in Bush-era tax cut extensions. Tax cuts added in and unemployment benefits extended as well. You're going to hear a lot today about the political spin and what the bill does to the deficit. But we figured Marketplace should just do the numbers on the bill. How much of a tax cut will you and I get? And when are we going to start seeing that extra money? Marketplace's Janet Babin is with us from our New York studio with the latest. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Steve.
So when are we going to feel the effects of this tax cut package?
Well, it's going to be at least a few weeks into next year, if not longer. That Social Security tax cut will mean a 2 percentage point reduction in nearly every worker's paycheck for all of 2011. So what happens now is the IRS sends out these payroll withholding tables. They come out every year, and they're used by payroll processors to do the math on how much tax to take out of our payroll checks. Usually the tables arrive mid-November. Obviously, because of this change, it's going to take the IRS more time to get those withholding tables published. And when they do arrive, accountants and payroll staff are going to have to work at a frantic pace to implement them. In some cases, companies have to create software that automatically figures in that lower tax.
All right. So it might come a little late. But how much will that, Janet, that Social Security tax cut save us?
Well, Social Security taxes, as I said, are going to be cut by nearly a third, really, from 6.2% down to 4.2% for all of next year. So if you make $50,000 a year, you're going to save about $1,000. And the maximum deduction is going to be just over $2,100 because Social Security stops taxing earnings above about $107,000 a year.
All right. Janet Babin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Now that the congressional tax cut fight is finished, there's a new battle being waged on Capitol Hill about the control of the budget. This week, Senate Democrats decided to scrap a $1.2 trillion spending bill that would have funded the federal government until October of next year. But Republican lawmakers were reluctant to support that bill because it was full of earmarks. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Steve Ellis is with the group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He said the spending bill was the ultimate sausage with almost 7,000 earmarks. A few weeks ago, the GOP swore off these pet projects, and that prompted critics to say some Republicans had done an about-face.
Getting their earmarks in the spending bill and being able to tout them at the same time denouncing earmarks, they wouldn't be the first politicians to talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Opponents said they were surprised by the size of the bill. It was almost 2,000 pages. Mark Vandewater used to work for the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I don't buy the fact that this is sort of a surprise.
Congress's deadline was 3 months ago. He says constituents might think the government spends too much money, but they're less likely to complain when it's spent on them. Democrats didn't want to wait. This is their last chance to shape the federal budget for a while.
Clearly, the political play here is how many seats you have at the table.
And the seating chart gets rearranged next year. The Senate hopes to vote on a short-term stopgap spending bill by Saturday. It'll be a slimmer version with far fewer earmarks. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are all over the place right now. The S&P off about 0.2%. The Dow is down as well, about 40 points, at 11,458. The NASDAQ, though, a little higher, about under 0.25% at the moment. Shares in Europe and Asia are mostly lower. Moody has slashed Ireland's credit rating by 5 notches and today gave it a negative outlook.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio.
The amount of power from nuclear plants all over the world is expected to quadruple over the next 20 years. The UK is among the countries open to building new nuclear reactors, which raises a big question. What are they going to do with all that radioactive waste? From London, reporter Christopher Worth has the story.
For workers at this nuclear facility in northern England, that slow, constant beep of the plant's monitoring system is a reassuring sound.
So this makes sure that no radiation escaped from the plant.
Carl Steele is with Sellafield Limited, the company that operates this site within the Scenic Lake District. He says, if that steady beep turns into an alarm, I should run as fast as I can.
Yeah, don't wait for me, just run, yeah.
This plant reprocesses most of the UK's most dangerous high-level nuclear waste, and that waste will remain in this building for the next 50 to possibly even 100 years. The question is, then what? Britain hopes to build what's known as a geological repository for radioactive waste deep below the Earth's surface, much like what the U.S. has tried and failed to do at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. And Cherry Tweed is with the U.K.'s Nuclear Decommissioning Authority. She says that waste would stay there for a long, long time.
Hundreds of thousands to possibly a million years.
I caught up with Tweed at this local community meeting in Keswick, a tourist town not far from the nuclear plant. Residents here are discussing the possibility of building an underground repository nearby.
First of all, good afternoon and thank you for coming.
And so far, this area around the facility has been the only place to express an interest in hosting a repository.
Getting the support of the local community will be absolutely key to the process.
But it won't be easy to persuade locals like Yvette Kahane, even though she's lived alongside the nuclear industry for most of her life.
But I'm not sure as to whether actually deep disposal is the safest way to deal with it.
Among people's concerns are worries that waste could contaminate groundwater. But underground storage does seem to be the way Europe is heading. Last month, the European Union required all member countries to develop programs for building nuclear repositories. In Cumbria, England, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, a Taiwanese man dropped a bag containing more than $6,000 of his money into a shredding machine. Good thing in Taiwan, you can take your puzzle of cash to a special investigations unit at the Justice Ministry and have it pieced together free of charge. A government forensic scientist worked for days piecing that money back together. That scientist, by the way, is simply known as the Jigsaw Expert. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's a tricky balance. You blow the whistle on financial fraud at your firm and you get a huge bounty, or you don't and you keep a low profile.
If you don't protect the whistleblower, he or she is simply not going to step forward.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the cost-benefit analysis of new whistleblower rules in our series Economy 4.0. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.